scouters say about his power level? It's over 9,000!
What's going on? I'm Chris.
I'm Dan.
And this is Two Dads, It's Over 9,000, the podcast.
A podcast all about anime, where two guys, anime about life. That's basically what we're here. So we got a little interesting show today. We're going to do a little bit of nostalgia today. We're going to talk about Digimon.
Ooh, okay.
All right, you know, and how many seasons are there of Digimon in as a whole?
That's tricky because there are different series. Each series has a couple seasons.
True.
So
we should ask the question of how many series of Digimon are there?
All right, you got Adventure, mm-hmm. Adventure 2,
mm-hmm.
Tamers,
yep.
Frontier. Xenowars or something?
Is that last?
Some with the X.
Yes, I know. I think it's called Xenowars.
And then, are you counting Try, or is that part of Adventure? It's Digimon Adventure Try, or...
We'll give Try its own separate one. I can give that a separate one.
So yeah, Tamers is 3. 4 is the one where they digivolve with the Digimon, and that's Frontier, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I refer to that one basically as Season 4 in so many ways. Because you know, it's kind of like the groupings. It seems like they get larger and then smaller, then larger, then smaller. They kind of go back and forth, right?
Yeah, because Tamers, there was only 5 of them, right? It was
3 for the longest.
Yeah, but then... That's the one with the cards.
Mm-hmm. That was the... honestly, I feel like that was the one that stood out the most.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason. We're talking everything under the umbrella of Digimon. So let's start off with the good and the bad. Let's start with the very first one, going all the way back.
Best one.
That best one, really.
Yeah, because it's classic Digimon.
True.
I love it. Getting sucked into the digital world, going on an adventure.
Simple. In age group, they were what? Middle school. No, they were technically middle school, and then Kyrie and. Was it TK, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I recall, they were the 2 elementary kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's focusing on the first season. You say that one's your favorite, right? I have to say, I really like Tamers.
I didn't like it just for the fact that it was the first one was different. Because, you know, you have Adventure 2 continuing right after the first one, still got TK and Kari kind of... You know, and you still see Ty and everybody just growing up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And then Tamer's just like, oh, we're going to do cards now. What's up with that?
It's just a total flip, though, because it's like, okay, you start with them, then they, you know, they do to the champion level, right? Then they get the crest, and they go to the ultimate level. And then, for the most part, only 2 of them can go to the mega level, right? Pretty much, right?
Okay.
Then you go to the second one, right? Then they start using the eggs with the crest on it, right? So then they change it, and then you got the other ones like, oh, I do it this way. But then I didn't like the second one. I like it, but I don't like it because it's like, okay, you can armor digivolve, right? And then...
New twist, yeah.
Hey, right? And then you do regular one, and the regular one is supposed to be stronger than the armor one?
No, armor was stronger, wasn't it?
Well, why did they introduce the armor first, then?
Because it's a new twist.
Right, but then later in the battles, then they start being like V-mon, going to X-V-mon, right? Champion instead of the armor digivolve. Why?
Yeah, you're right.
Right? Of course, you know, and that whole effect came in with Sting, or was it Weedlemon?
It was Stingmon, and he digivolved in the Sting.
Instead of Stingmon, right? And then they, of course, and then those 2 combined, similar to how the other one was, right? Tamers and the one right after it, they go and do their own thing.
Yeah, and that's... I actually did like the other one when you fused with the Digimon. Like, that was an interesting twist for me. The cards, I just felt like they were trying to make a jab at Yu-Gi-Oh! Or something, you know?
But
they
did fuse with them when they got to the highest level, though, remember?
In Tamers?
Uh-huh. At the very end... After they, because they used to do they did the champion and then the ultimate with cards, and the very last one they merged, because they would do the strip, and it was similar, Because
I'm trying to remember. Give me a Digimon.
Man, I wish I see that. I
haven't watched it in a
it's
while.
It's been a while. That's why we're doing the whole nostalgia. And the idea was to do it without any actual research to see how fun it is to remember. Right? Kind of gives it that
effect.
And see, effect.
For me, one is the most memorable one because it's my favorite.
Okay, so let's...
Even though
let's,
I may have seen that one the longest ago, it's...
It's still the strongest. I hear that. So let's go to the first one. I can do the first one pretty well myself. So who was your favorite Digimon in the first one? Like, as far as, let's break it down, fighter, rookie level.
Oh, man. Because I was actually going to say Leomon. He was one of my favorite. I loved Leomon.
You loved Leomon?
Yeah, he was super cool. And, man, Wizardmon, too. Like,
Wizardmon?
Those cool little side characters, you know, that come in, try and help him out. I like that whole, I like a lot of the side characters.
I mean, I can go really off key and just say I like Puppetmon.
Yeah, he was badass, dude.
He was badass. And he had just a really cool charisma to him. He kind of had that kid, but he's like...
Yeah, like he was fun trying to play games.
Trying to play games, but he's like, I'm an adult too. I'm going to handle my business, and I'm going to beat you guys' butts. I'm like, I'm going to take you to town, right?
Yeah, and he was cool. I didn't really like Seedramon, like, you know, the whole serpentine, big, overpowered thing.
What was the mega version? Was it Mega Seedramon? Is what it was, right? Yeah, he was okay. He was like the very first one, wasn't he? That they came across when they came across the four megas.
I think so.
Yeah. There was another one I really liked. They were the henchmen of Apemon.
Henchmen of Apemon.
Yeah, they were like, they looked like these gray wolves kind of thing. You remember Apemon, right?
Which part was that in?
This is when they start getting the crest. And so Apemon's that guy in the orange monkey costume, right? And he's trying to be a rock star. And they're in the sand.
That's not Apemon, is it? You're talking about the monkey.
Yeah, it's not Apemon. What's his name? Something?
See, something with an M. It's not Apemon, because then he goes Metal.
Metal. What's his metal name then?
Ah, damn.
That's the mega version.
I really wish I would have researched it.
What? Oh, like, you said it's your favorite. I'm just trying to say. But.
Where he was that rocker. He's like.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. But it gives it that fun nostalgia feel.
Sure his name wasn't Apemon.
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't Apemon either. But going just from that series storyline, I like Joe.
You've seen Try, right?
I have not seen Try. That's one I really. I've seen the trailer for it, but I didn't see it. Okay. The actual series hit. Why? Joe goes on a deep end or something?
You know, he's committed to a school thing and he doesn't want to help everybody because he grew up. Like, you know.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, fair enough. But still.
But Joe was your favorite, huh? Just because he was that smart guy or?
No, he just had a really different attitude compared to Ty and Matt. Right.
Okay.
And TK was just really young, and I couldn't get with TK. Izzy was just close second. You know, Izzy was a close second, and I really like Sandra. You know. Sora. I really like Sora. She was really bad.
I was like, Sandra. Who are you talking about?
Right.
But and no. Then you didn't like Mimi at all.
Nah, Mimi was annoying. She was annoying. And her Digimon was annoying.
Her Pokemon. Okay, we're going Pokemon now. No. I know Agumon was your favorite Pokemon, right?
Oh, God. I get all twisted up in the head. No, but I love Gomamon. So the pair of them, too. Gomamon. I didn't really care for his champion form, but his ultimate form was badass.
The Ikaku. Thing with the...
No, that's
his champion. That's his champion. The thing with the hammer?
Yeah. Do you remember the name? I don't.
Zaru?
It starts with a Z, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, going overall, though, Gomamon, Demi Debimon, Magna Angemon, Like, those, like...
You like the angels?
The angels were cool. Gatomon was cool, and Kairi was cool. Angel Woman was cool, but the Mega Form was kind of lame. Like, I was really, like, what the hell, you know?
I'm surprised you wouldn't say Gabumon is your favorite.
Gabumon? Oh, yeah. Mats?
Yeah.
Nah, with his fur coat and his...
Yeah, and then he turns into a wolf, and then you got...
I see where you're going with that.
Like, that's probably the coolest forms.
I can see you're trying to read my mind. He's good. Gomamon's whack. Okay. Uh-huh. Where Garurumon is badass.
Yeah.
And Metal Garurumon is badass. But regular Garurumon is like, eh. Gomamon is like, eh.
I think those are like the coolest ones. Agumon, you know, he's another...
He's okay. Yeah. He's okay.
But right? I like the whole wolf theme. Mm-hmm. I think that was probably the coolest ones.
Okay, Greymon... Metal Greymon.
War Greymon.
War Greymon. He's alright. Kind of similar. Bergemon. Or Beamon, right? I'm trying to think.
Tentamon.
It was
okay.
Ikakumon. What was his ultimate form?
Mega Kakumon.
Mega
Kabuterimon.
Kabuterimon. Yeah, Kabuterimon.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
I was gonna say Ikakumon was a... Joe's, right? Mm-hmm. Kabuterimon's that bug thing.
Yeah, I like the mega form. That one was
really badass. Yeah, that giant red
beetle. Yep. Huh. That one was the most badass to me. Going to... Sound effect, season 2. Let's jumping over to season 2.
All right.
Who was your favorite character in season 2? If you can remember
the names. Oh, I don't even know if I... Yeah. Because I'm trying to remember... Do you even remember the main character? It's Davis, right? Was that his name?
Davis. Yeah, I feel like it was Davis.
Davis and Vimon, right?
Yeah, I remember the Digimon better than the character names. I like, what was Kai? Not Kai, I'm thinking of Beyblade. So many anime names. I swear, was his name Kai? It's not ringing a bell.
With Armadillomon, or?
No, with Stingmon.
Ken.
Ken.
Oh, you're way off. Kai, oh, Ken. Oh,
shit. It's a K. Shit. But.
You like Ken, his little dark spire thing?
He was fucking.
Him nice and evil?
I like Ken when he was evil. Is that weird?
No, I dig it.
He had a cool ass haircut. You know? He had a cool ass haircut.
Who's your favorite character, though? Like, out of
that new group, yeah. Because there was only three of them, three new ones, right?
I'm trying to think. There was a girl, too, right?
Yeah, the girl and the little guy that had Armadillomon, and I think Davis the one that had Vimon. Mm-hmm. It was only the three of them new, because I
remember... TK and Kari were
added to it.
Yeah.
And then each time, they both had two crests. I have to say, the crest evolution was really badass. I do like that how Davis got the courage, right? And what was Matt's crest? You remember?
Matt in season 1?
Uh-huh.
Wasn't it friendship?
Friendship. Yeah. Yeah, so the courage and the friendship crest, those armored forms.
Does that really sounds
right? That sounds right, because he had problems with making friends.
Joe was like wisdom, right?
Uh-huh. Sora was love.
What was Mimi then?
I don't know what Mimi was.
I honestly don't remember their crest. Now that I'm thinking about it.
TK was hope. Right? And,
Apparently my memory's not as good as I thought.
Oh, I guess
Digimon was pretty fresh.
I guess it wasn't as good as you thought it was.
You can't remember either, so.
But I remember the key components that I like, and I can recall the storylines.
Yeah.
That's all I got, though, the storylines. But overall, season 2, I think it had its ups and downs. Season 1 was definitely better than Season 2.
Storyline-wise?
Storyline-wise.
Okay. You like the whole My Otis Mon taking over?
Yeah, I think it just had a really cool effect. I feel like it being a Digimon being the main villain for the most part. I do have to say that Mummy Mon? Was it Mummy Mon? You know, he was cool. I really liked him when he transformed. I couldn't stand the damn spider lady.
You don't like spiders?
No, I just couldn't stand her, like... I get it, because at the end it became War, Dark War Greymon. Like, he became the Digimon, and they were using the black rings to, you know, control everybody. That was cool. But I feel like they made the armored Digimon weaker eventually. And I was like, I kind of upset me a little bit.
Like I said, that was just like a new thing they added. Like they still, and that's what I kind of did like about it. They still focus on the roots, Digivolving. Like I said, they added a nice new twist to season two and kept it basic.
They did keep it basic. They kept it real basic. Not just playing. Okay. So now you need to dig in and tell me why you didn't like Tamers. Just because it had the card. Yeah, what? Elaborate. What you got?
That's pretty much it. Alright, so storyline. Do you even remember what happened season
Tamers? Yeah, okay. Okay, so Tamers, right? So we got this. You know how, like, at first they're like, it's kind of like a video game, right?
A card game, I thought. Because that's why he drew his own card. And that's why he created, I don't even remember the dude's name, the dinosaur.
Growlmon, yeah.
Growlmon.
Right, and then, but yeah, you're right. It wasn't so much a video game, but it was, I shouldn't have said video game. I should have said computers, because that's where everything started coming through, was the computers. Remember how, like, they would be in the system, in the digital world, in the system, right? And then it would come to life, like, into the real world, right? And so the three of them, right? Originally, there was Henry. I can't remember the other two names, though, unfortunately. but I just remember what I really enjoyed about it was the fact that they
used to... Also, you're off to a bad start for your favorite series and you can't even remember the people.
I know, that's terrible. But, you know, you didn't do much better.
It's my least favorite series.
Oh, no, I'm talking about for season one.
Oh, okay. At least I remember all the kids' names.
I remember about as much as you did for series one. But... as far as timeline-wise for season three, what I did like and what I didn't like. I'll start with what I didn't like was the fact that they had to depend on that little Digimon for them to go further, you know? You know how they had that little one in his little red triangle glow, and then it'd be like, Matrix, Divi Evolution, you know, for them to go to the ultimate form and Digital Evolution, like how they would do those. I didn't like that they had to depend on that character for them. Like, he always had to be present, and they didn't know that for the longest time, that he was around, and that's why they were able to Digivolve, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I liked was, I liked the card trick. I liked that they had the card trick accessories, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a really cool effect. I also like the fact that it took place more in the real world than the digital world. Unlike the first two took most of the place in the digital world, the Digimon were coming to the real world. And I thought that was an interesting effect to take into place.
That it was mainly outside the digital
world. Outside the digital world. And then they eventually had to go into the digital world to solve the problem. Versus how, at the other ones, they were in the digital world and had to come to that other world to solve the problem. You know, it kind of flipped.
Yeah.
You know,
so that's what you liked about the
series. That's what I liked about it. And like I said, what I didn't like was they had to depend on the small little guy to do most of their transformations, you know. And I like the merge that they did to go into the mega forms. It was as a kid, it was a little creepy because they did show the people like they were naked inside the Digimon.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of weird at first, but then you get used to it after a while.
I agree with that. That's how I felt when I first watched Tamers. Like, I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, why are they doing that? Yeah, I agree.
And that's why, you know, the first ones are the best. They're in the Digivice. You got your cool song that everybody knows. Digimon. I love the Digimon. Digimon. Pumps you up. Digimon Monster,
Digimon 5. Wait, how's it go?
Nah, you got it. I'm not a singer. I'm not going to try.
What? Come on.
Everybody knows the song. You did a great take on it.
Yeah. It's an original piece. I agree with that. Kind of tying into our previous episode talking about music. It's a song that sticks in your head.
Also, though, you know, later in the series, you know, when it first started, they would play the whole song. You got the whole Digivolution thing.
Right. And then they're spinning into the thing. Their intro was badass.
So in Try, you know, everybody gets tired of watching every Digimon, all, you know, six or seven
Digivolve,
of them.
Digivolve, Champion.
So in Try, they did it all in one, and they did it super short. So it was like all the multiple screens of them Digimon.
And at
the
same time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was badass. Like, okay. I might have to take a look into that. What do you know about the fourth one?
Vaguely. That was Frontier, right?
Frontier.
Nothing. I don't remember any of the villains. I remember them going in the digital world, going around the world as them as Digimon. I was like, okay, that's cool. Other than that, I don't really remember.
Honestly, it's the fourth one. I remember watching it, and none of the information sunk. It was like,
I don't remember the Digimon's names. I don't remember.
I remember that they fused, and then they had the upgrades, you know. But I just remember, like, I remember the digital world was tearing up. I remember they went there via train.
Yeah, that's why them going across that train rail thing.
Right, and then I remember, you know, the little boy with the Eskimo Digimon with the hat, the little boy with the hat. You know, there's always, every season has a little short boy, you notice? Like, they always do that, little short boy. And then they always have, like, some overprotective guy. He was like the Beetle guy, you know. He wore like the jumpsuit. He was really annoying. I have to admit, he was a really annoying character.
You don't remember any of their names, huh?
I don't remember any other names. I can remember their details of the girl with the beanie, always wearing all pink, had the little skirt on. I remember the guy with the scarf on his head and his all blue. And I remember the other one with the goggles. For some reason, the head honcho always gotta be red. Right, gotta have freaking goggles. It's like a simple thing they do, like the little things that they do.
Yeah, just like that cool character's gotta be the blue one, cause you know Matt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they play it really good, like as far as those little things go. So.
And then the fifth season, I don't even think I watched it. The Xeno whatever that we're
Xenoverse.
No, you're talking Dragon Ball Z. No,
yeah, Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, so many, over 9,000 animes.
Well, lots of video games. Universe 1 and 2. I got both of those.
Oh, I know. Still.
I could have sworn it was called something Wars. It started with the X, so I'm pretty sure.
It wasn't X Wars, right? No.
That sounds really weird. But like I said, I don't even think I watched that one.
I
Because at that time, I think I was like way more into Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
By the time that came out.
See, Yu-Gi-Oh! Would be a good one we can dig into at another point, too. Like, that one has a lot of different series.
Yeah, same with Beyblade, except I only watched the first couple of Beyblades. I didn't go into, like, the Metal Fusion or, like, what is it, Samurai Beyblades or something like that now?
I watched the original Beyblade, keeping it under this nostalgia umbrella here for time's sake here. I watched the original. I watched the second season where it's the... it's weird. I don't know why they made the characters look smaller. You know, like they gave them a smaller design outlet, you know?
The actual characters? Or
Tai, Max, Kai. Like they made them smaller. Like they're older in the show, but like their design is smaller. Like they look shrinked and kind of more, it has a more cleaner look for sure. Uh-huh. And they kept that look going forward. And then I would say, what was it? The next one is when they went across to the European countries, right? Or is that still part of season two?
I thought that was season two.
That still might have been season two. And then season three.
Was that the metal one?
That might have been where I fell off, man.
Okay. I don't remember. I'm asking. Like I said, I know there's multiple series. I stuck with the originals.
Yeah, I really just... Season 2 was just really long.
Was it?
All the way from the time that they were...
Season 1 was like 50-ish episodes, right?
No, it was pretty long because they were in Europe, right? They're fighting Kai. Then he came back over to their team. And then jumped over to them being the world champions in the second season. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, you're right. The second season might have been just about... Might have been about 50 episodes then. Because they started in the regular tournament where Kai was the opponent. Then next, you know, it was Max's old team, right? Or no, then it was Ray's old team in Asia. Then the Americans with Max's old team, and then Kai's old team. They started playing all their old teams.
And that was all season 2, right?
That was all season 1.
That was all season 1, okay. So where is season 2 then?
Season 2 picks up after they win the championship and they go their separate ways. And then the people start trying to take their bitbies. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing. And then Daichi comes in.
I kind of want to watch Beyblade now.
Right?
It's okay, so this is super funny. How did Beyblade just come up right now? Just nostalgia, right?
Yeah, we're just under the nostalgia. I'm going to just title the show Nostalgia.
I got a Happy Meal for Ryan right now. He got a Beyblade. I have no clue...
I've been seeing them on the shelves at Target now.
Really?
Yeah.
That like it's still popular, huh?
Still popular. Okay. Okay.
We should catch up on that.
Let's combine it a little bit. We're gonna just call this episode Nostalgia, Anime Nostalgia, right here. I like that. I'm coming up with titles and stuff. So, who's your favorite character from Beyblade?
I honestly can't remember too much about it. Dragoon, or like, you know, Dragoon.
No, like, not the
Beyblades, just the actual characters.
Yeah, not Drasil, Dragoon, Dronzer.
It's super funny, dude. Like, I had all the Beyblades as a kid. I loved building them.
Yeah.
I can't remember their names now. It's been so long.
I remember, like...
I had their Patrol Beyblade.
See, it's the visuals, you know, but, like, when you really like something, like, Max and Drasil were my favorite, you know... I really like Max. I really like that defense. You know, I really liked Kai. I really liked Dronzer. But he kind of got irritating a lot. Tyson was hella irritating in Dragoon. Like, I just... Oh, my God, I gotta win. Oh, my God, I got a whole battle. You know, like, every leader, he's a super aggressive, in-your-face type of guy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of described, like, every main character.
Well,
like,
yeah, and then, of course, and then you got Ray, who's just a relaxed, chill dude, you know, just out of the way, just kind of just, yeah, you know? That's what I like about him, you know? And then I see those main four, and Daichi, I know, was playing a big part in, and Tyson's brother and stuff, but... I couldn't, like, the rest of them, I couldn't tell you, like, all their names and stuff, you know?
Yeah, like, everybody they fight, everybody in the tournament.
But what area did you like? Europe, Asia, Japan, where the original first tournament was, or the American one?
I think so it was the Japan one first, right?
Japan one first, yeah.
Probably that one, because that's the one I remember most, I guess.
The very first tournament? Really?
I can't remember right now. Like I said,
God, what kind of nostalgia effect do you have, man?
Apparently not much.
Damn.
See, over 9,000... So you also gotta remember, I actually have seen a lot more animes than you.
You have.
And, my memory's not as good as I guess.
Yeah, no, apparently not. But see, this is why I like the really old ones that when we talked about in our very first episode that got people started. That Beyblade and Digimon are others that got people started into anime.
You think so?
They were up there in the beginning, ages.
See, when you think that, I think like DBZ, Inuyasha, Yu Yu Hakusho. Yeah, Cowboy Bebop, like, all the older...
But those are more hardcore anime,
though. But that's what got people into anime. And I see... We're going to talk about it later, but I see Brett's point of view about the kids' anime.
Right. So at a point, but what point is when you start? Because it's kind of like a lot of these shows all started to come around. Like, see, all those I watched later.
What, like, did, like...
Yu Yu Hakusho, Bleach, Inuyasha. I watched those a little bit later. I saw Dragon Ball Z first, and then I kind of, then I seen, like, Beyblade and Yu-Gi-Oh, and which are kind of what Brett was saying, as being kind of the child shows, but I kind of seen that whole circle, and then I started, because they were dubbed. And then I watched Yu Yu Hakusho sub.
I watched it dubbed on Toonami.
Yeah, I was watching it sub, and then I switched over to dub first, and then I watched and I rewatched it sub. Because I found it on YouTube. That's when I started playing with YouTube.
And so so this is like way later, right? Like way down your anime line, or.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, and then I started just really started going on a streamline, of watching some of those. So we should play that. Well. That'll be another day, another show to kind of get some things, but 9,000 anime, 9,000 topics.
Gotta brush up on my memory. Gotta look at some of this stuff before we talk about it.
But that's the fun about it, because you can kind of see how much you know from memory and how much you don't know.
I'm telling you right now, my memory is horrible.
I know, you can't remember what you wrote an order for.
Can't remember that. Just let's see what I had for dinner last night.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. Oh, this is... I didn't expect it to be that hard. Wingstop. All right, cool. Only took me a couple minutes to think about that.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
What did you have for dinner last night?
I went to Applebee's and had a fajita.
Damn, you just remembered like that.
Just all like right. that. I remember my anime just like that. All right. We'll call it a wrap.
All right.